It's time now for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. How are you? I'm great.
All right, buddy. Take it away. What have you got for us?
Well, I'll tell you, we've got a lot of great things going on. I'll try to pop through it here. Thanks out to Jim Harrell, a senior. He's been a big help recently in working towards getting a toilet facility on the trail. He raised, helped us raise some money to work with the town on that, and Adam McComb and the town are considering that possibility, and I know we've had people ask about that out beyond the second bridge probably. Also, a big shout-out to Hal Stewart, who's been a big help in getting us going for our Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail event, 24, 25, 26. I'll talk about that in a minute, but Hal's been down in the hospital in Baptist for a bit, had some surgery, and recovering, so all your prayers and thanks to Hal Stewart, and hope him to get well in a hurry. We also have some shout-outs to thanks to Jack and Susan Parton, who just have a piece of land on our trail, and they're looking forward to putting in, exploring the possibility of a little campground, a chapel, and a dog park, and we're going to be working closely with them in the next few months to see how possible all that is, and get some volunteers to help us build some things. Thanks to Eddie Settle at Eddie Harris, who've been helping us move our trail both ways, east. Got about three surveys, and perhaps a fourth survey going east from Elkin all the way to Mitchell River. And then Eddie Settle, of course, been a big help in helping us move the trail up towards Burger Branch Campground, Wells Knob, and out to Stone Mountain State Park. And hopefully we'll get some easements and work towards getting towards Carter Mill Falls at some point. Big shout-out, too, to the Elkin mayor, staff, and commissioners for encouraging us and working with us as we're building these cool trails for people to use in the bike, hike, paddling, and putting in a lot of good footpaths for people. Check us out on Facebook, Elkin Valley Trails Facebook. We've had like 1,700, 1,800 people open it this week. And ElkinValleyTrails.org to see what we're doing. How am I doing for time?
You're doing great. Got about 2 minutes.
Okay. So big shout-out to Jason Taylor. He's been leading the effort with Greg Perdue and Jerry Bird, Mark Combs, working on land from Burge Branch Campground over to Brookfall Dairy Road to Carter Mill Road. And most of that trail is done. This last weekend, they put in ramps to the 15 and 12-foot bridges out there, and they've got one more ramp, set of ramps to go to the 29-foot bridge, and then you'll be able to ride your bike really about 3.5 miles. Back up the 6-mile loop you can ride out there now, so you're on a really nice afternoon walk, get a cone of ice cream, hand-dipped ice cream at Burge Branch Campground, do a wine tasting at Grassy Creek Vineyard, and on some beautiful trail, nice bridges, and Harrison Hall's bridge is there to take a look at Eagle Scout Project. Can't believe the thing is 40 feet across, 18-inch I-beams, really nice. Shout-out to Randy Mays, too, who's putting together the Mountain to Sea Trail segment hike where we're going to walk the Mountain to Sea Trail in one day by segment. So if you'd like to walk a 2 or 3 mile segment and be a part of that hike in September, just contact us through Facebook. Harold Combs, Jonathan Isaacs, Steve Campomangio are helping us on our next section of trail heading up towards Minge Road. We're really thankful for them allowing us easements on their land. We need some volunteers whenever we can get them. Last weekend we had 19 volunteers working on the mountain bike course. We got about 1.2 miles of the next phase of the mountain bike course benched, hauled, chopped, sawed. And it was, we had spent about 3 hours out there, and it was a lot of fun and met some cool people. And we hope to see some of y'all on the 25th, which is our next work day. And then we're having in downtown Elkin, March the 25th. If you would please mark your calendar, we are going to have a big trail celebration for our community. We're going to invite all the citizens of our town and surrounding communities, anybody's worked on the trail, anybody that likes the trail, anybody that has enjoyed and wants to advance the trail, we're going to have music, wine, we're going to have four bands, are going to have food, and we're going to set up our outfitters so people can see what we're doing from 3 to 9 o'clock. We're going to make downtown Elkin a trail town for the state. And it's right after the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail. The annual meeting, actually the 40th celebration of the Mountain to Sea Trail, is being held in Elkin. So we'll have people from all over the state. We've got 195 people already registered, and it's 6 weeks away. So we're going to have a full house at the Liberty, thanks to Sicily and all that crowd at the Angry Trolls and the Liberty 22 Public House for their support and help. And we are just having a blast. And I hope you come out and join us. It's all about the people working for the common good, people taking their discretionary effort to meet some friends and help their neighbors and provide something for our community. Sam Bishop is doing a great job, and Jeff Edson is leading the committee to work on the downtown, and really the whole town, but work to revamp downtown. And, of course, the Mountain to Sea Trail comes right through the heart of downtown Elkin. Okay.
All right.
How am I doing?
You got it, buddy. Man, we do appreciate
okay.
it. That's Dr.
Yes.
Bill Blackley.
Come on out and join us, everybody.
All right. That's Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. Special thanks to Salem Oral Surgery. We'll see you on a trail real soon, Dr. Bill Blackley.
Okay, then.
Thanks, bye. See you. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.